The Charleston riot occurred on March the 28th, 1864. It was between Union troops, specifically the 54th Illinois Infantry, who was home on leave and was coming back into town to take the train to Mattoon to be sent back to the front. And the Copperheads actually are Southern sympathizers. They were not necessarily Confederates. Some people get that confused. They absolutely were not Confederates. They just did not believe in the war. They thought that each state should be able to make up their own decisions as far as what they want to do, as far as slavery. They were against the war, period. That's basically what they were against, was the war. On the day that the riot occurred was court day at the Coles County Courthouse. And back in 1864, court day was like a celebratory day. Everybody came into town. There had been some problems previously with the Union troops and the Copperheads in Edgar County, such as someone was shot and killed. Several people were thrown off their horses and told to pledge their oath of allegiance to the Union by, like, having a gun to your head by some of the Union troops. And then there was also an issue of two of the people had vied for the same girl at a party. So there was all these things together as far as bad feelings on both sides, differences of political opinion, and they kind of all came to a head on March the 28th, 1864.
Describe the riot specifically from what you know about it, from historical accounts.
Well, as I said before, it was a day that was very busy in town. A lot of the Union troops had been drinking. Some of the Copperheads had also been drinking. It pretty much started with two gentlemen, Nelson Wells and Oliver Salee. Nelson Wells was a Copperhead who actually was in town, kind of on his way to, he was planning on going to California to become wealthy with gold. And the other gentleman in question was Oliver Salee, who was a private in the 54th Illinois Infantry. The two of them had been acquainted before, and the two of them actually supposedly had interest in the same girl, which was Margaret Daugherty in Edgar County. And so there was a little bit of backstory with that. And apparently the two of them saw each other. Oliver Salee made the comment about, is there any Copperheads in town? And Nelson Wells said, you damn well know there is. And at that point, the gunfire went off. They don't know who fired the first shot, but both of them ended up being shot and being killed. And that was kind of the beginning of the shooting. Shubal York, who was a surgeon for the 54th Illinois, was actually shot inside the courthouse at close range in the back of the head and was killed. They don't know who did that. So, you know, people came running out of the courthouse, and that's when a lot of people were shot and wounded. My great-great-grandfather was on Pettit jury, and as he exited the courthouse, he was a Copperhead, but as he exited the courthouse, he was shot in the shoulder. But he went over to, there was a physician's office on the south side of the square, and he went over to the physician's office, and actually there was a deposition that states that the Dr. Van Meter looked at his young Ewing Winkler's gun. That was my ancestor. And I mean, there was no bullets that had been fired. It was completely full. So I know that he did not fire any shots. So some of the Copperheads did not fire shots. By the time they were done, 9 people were killed and 12 people were wounded.
So after this riot, what happened? I mean, how did the town deal with the aftermath of this?
Well, of course, the Copperheads were being sought after for murder and other crimes at the time. Most of them ended up fleeing away. Sheriff O'Hare and his brother, who was also Sheriff Edgar County, the O'Hare boys went to Canada. I have another ancestor, Benjamin Franklin Tolan, who was wanted for murder, and actually he was never heard of again after the riot, and to this day his granddaughter, who actually is 90 years old and going to lay the wreath at the wreath-laying ceremony, she has spent her entire life, and she actually has been looking to find out the answer to what happened to him since 1937, and she's never been able to find out anything. And the interesting thing is, you had all these people who were shooting at each other, and probably within 10 years or so, they were all back in the community, living among each other and getting along.
With this much time elapsed, do people talk about it more, even especially the people whose families were involved?
I believe so. And one of the interesting things is there's a person on our committee, and she has been helping us as a volunteer. And through myself and another one of our committee members, we figured out she is actually a direct descendant of one of the participants, and she had no idea. So maybe part of it is a lot of people take a lot of interest in genealogy these days, and people are starting to discover their roots more and find out that as they go back in time, they find out different things about their family members. So that might be a little bit why people are discovering this a little bit more. There's still a lot of people in Coles County that say, Charleston Riot, what is that? Or I've heard of that, but I don't know what it is. And there's some people that think, because we have Eastern Illinois University here, that it was a race riot, which, of course, it was not. So there's still a lot of confusion, and that was one of the things that we really wanted to bring to the forefront was make sure that people understood the history of the Charleston Riot and don't forget the men that were killed during the Charleston Riot and the circumstances around it. And the fact that even though they did have differences, and a lot of the people that were on the Copperhead side were actually friends and family of Abraham Lincoln, which adds a whole other story of interest to this. Because it's very interesting, and there's a lot of backstories. It's kind of like a boiling point that day in history in Coles County.